This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope you are doing absolutely amazing today and your week is off to a great start. I hope you're doing good, boo, and you look cute today and nobody's stressing you out. I am currently in Texas visiting my dad. Took a quick trip up to Houston also this weekend. So Houston girlies, I was in your city. I went out to eat at this soul food restaurant when I was there. I can't think of the name of it for the life of me, but it was so good. Texas is just so Texas, you know? I don't know if that makes any sense. Like everywhere you go, I feel like you will get this southern vibe. Maybe it's just in my head, but I will never get over seeing longhorns randomly on the side of the road. Like, that's so wild to me because Chicago would never, okay? Also, completely unrelated, but the Good News Podcast season 2 is currently streaming. I find myself crying, laughing, getting angry, and then jumping for joy almost every episode. The Good News Podcast features stories of everyday women who have overcome some extraordinary obstacles, and it's my second show. Telling you all of this so you can go check it out, boo. The first season is so good. The second season is so good, and I know it will not disappoint. I'll link it in the description so you can check it out also. Okay. So I was recently catching up with an old friend of mine who I used to work with, and we have these like quarterly check-ins where we update each other on life and goals and just everything that we've been doing. We used to work together on the same team when I was let go years ago, and she's just been such a great friend and always makes sure to keep in touch. But her and I were just catching up and she's like, Ashley, would you have believed your life would look how it looks today back then? Like, did you see the podcast growing? Did you see the network? Did you see the Good News? Did you see this being your full-time job? Like, did you see all of what you're currently doing? And I said, girl, no. I knew how I wanted my life to look and I knew the kind of lifestyle I wanted, but I had no idea how or when it was going to happen. And so she asked me, if you could go back these last couple of years, would you do anything differently? And I had to think for a bit because I regret nothing. I would do it all over again in a heartbeat, but I would absolutely do things a whole lot differently. I feel like I am still learning so much about myself, about life, about business, about creating. And the podcast turned 6 this year, y'all. And even though it's impossible to go back in time, I would absolutely do things much differently the second time around if I had the chance. I am just touching the surface on dreams and goals that I have, but I'd like to think that what I would change about how I did things in the past will ultimately influence how I choose to move forward in the future. I told my friend when I decided to start this show, it was literally a snap decision. I was fed up at work. I wanted my own piece of revenge, if you will. I wanted to show that women like me didn't have to live life by the status quo, what society wanted for them, and that they too could show up and show out in any way that they pleased. So I sat at my desk and I said, I'm going to start a podcast. It was literally that quick. Over the course of 2 weeks, I brought a microphone, researched on YouTube how to record, created an email. I said, I think I'm gonna call it Slay Girl Slay. I recorded my first episode. No thought went into it, boo. No going back and forth on what I should say. I just said, this is what I'm gonna do. And then I did it. Now, was it awful? Yes. But we all have to start somewhere, right? But as the years went on and the stakes got higher and more ideas started coming and more people were watching, I was not as quick to make those snap decisions. I became an overthinker and I started to mull over ideas, mull over things I wanted to do. Is this a good decision? Should I do this? Should I do that? And even though I'm still moving at my own pace and on my own time, over the years, I've spent more time thinking about it and less time doing it. I told my friend, if I could go back in time and do things differently, I would make more snap decisions. I would move quicker. I would pull the trigger. I hope to God I'm not violating any podcast laws by using that phrase, but that is the best way that I can describe it. Not in a violent way, of course, but just pulling the trigger on ideas that I've had, things I probably needed to do, the little nuances of life where you just find yourself thinking one day like, man, I should reach out to this person and say this, or I should try out this next month or that. In life, in business, in my creative world, I wish I would have pulled the trigger more and just did it. If I had been in my head about creating this very medium that we've been able to connect on over the last 6 years, my life would not look how it looks today. If you had been in your head about the things that changed your life, the decisions you made, the job you applied for, that video you recorded, your life probably wouldn't look like how it looks today either. And I don't know if it's because we grow up, boo, but I feel like as we get older, we get scary. Remember when we were little and we would go swimming and would literally jump into the deep end of the pool? We didn't think about drowning. Our lives didn't flash before our eyes. We didn't think about our hair getting wet. We didn't worry about being ashy when we got out the pool. We just jumped. Girl, you couldn't pay me to jump into the deep end now. Because first of all, where is the pool, right? How is my hair gonna look for the rest of the week? I need braids first. Who gonna do them braids? How much are those braids gonna cost? Then I gotta wash those braids. Who else in the deep end? What if it's too deep? You see what I'm saying? We lose the magic in the logistics. So my question for you today is, what deep end should you be jumping into? Whatever your eyes are set on, whatever you're aiming at, what trigger do you need to pull? I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much-needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tomes was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. Logistics look like questioning yourself over and over again when you have an idea, working the details out over and over again, asking questions like, will this work out for me? Will it do what I expect it to do? Will it help me in any way? Will other people like it? What if I don't like it? Will it change my life? Will it change someone else's life? And let's be clear, boo. I'm not saying logistics are bad, right? I'm not saying they aren't necessary, but it's when you let these questions and thoughts stop you from moving altogether. My dad always says, to not try means you've already failed at it. Now, I don't know if that's his quote, y'all, or he got that from some philosopher, but it is true. It's a 50% chance it might work if you try, but it's a 100% chance it won't work if you don't. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Get out of your head, boo. I think it's okay to start making more snap decisions. And I know that sounds like a little reckless advice to give, but I'd rather just jump, right, and see what happens, than stay in the same spot and watch everybody else realize their own potential. Meanwhile, I'm just standing there scared. No. One person I think does this brilliantly is David Goggins. He's an American retired U.S. Navy SEAL. He's also an ultra marathon runner, ultra distance cyclist, a triathlete, public speaker, and wrote two memoirs. But his life wasn't always like this. He didn't come from a good upbringing and one day was just sitting on the couch, overweight, eating snacks, watching television, and was like, I want to be a Navy SEAL. And then he made a snap decision to try. And what's even more mind-blowing about this story, you should also read the book. It's called Can't Hurt Me. But he changed his lifestyle habits, started losing weight, training to become a SEAL, got himself into the training, and failed. He ended up getting hurt, but then made another decision and was like, no, I'm going to do it again. He went through the entire U.S. Navy SEAL training, I believe, 3 times before he became an official SEAL. Then after a couple of years of being a SEAL, said, you know what? I want to be an ultra marathon runner. Y'all, I don't even know what an ultra marathon runner is. But he made the snap decision to do it. Then said, I want to be an ultra distance cyclist. Got up the next day and started cycling. And that is the kind of mindset I'd like all of us to have. Not thinking so much about the logistics all the time. How is this going to work? What am I going to need? How do I do this? How do I do that? What if this happens? And just snapping my fingers and getting my butt in motion and doing it. That is how I want to move forward. I told my friend, I didn't know the steps to get here, right? But I always knew my intention. Sis, you may not know exactly what to do and how to make something work, but you learn the steps as you take the steps. You feel me? You learn how to execute when you start to execute. You create something amazing when you start moving your mind, moving your body, finding that discipline to create something amazing. So stop being scary, boo. Last week, I talked about how others are so quick to put us in a box, but I didn't mention how sometimes we can be the ones that put ourselves in that same box. We can put a cap on our own creativity. We can put a cap on our own success simply because we're too afraid to try. So whatever idea you have, boo, whatever that thing is you're thinking about right now, and it's been on your mind to do, and it keeps nagging at you, and you really, really want to try it, but you can't lock down the logistics. You don't know the details. You don't know how it's going to look, and you don't know how it's going to come together. Pull the trigger, and then see what happens. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.